Golden Valley Electric Association lost one of its biggest customers last week, the Flint Hills Resources Refinery in North Pole. But GVEA is working on plans to hook up another industrial customer next year that will buy nearly as much electricity as did the refinery. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Air Force and GVEA are working on plans to connect Clear Air Force Station to the grid next year and shut down the 22.5 megawatt coal-fired power plant that's been generating electricity for the station since it was built in 1959. GVEA Vice President for Engineering Mike Wright says the Clear Station is now a GVEA member, and he says when it's connected to GVEA's system in the fall of next year, the Air Force will begin paying an estimated $5.2 million annually, which will offset most of what Flint Hills is now paying GVEA.
We lost about $2 to $3 million in revenue, so this is kind of filling that gap back up. So it's a positive thing for our ratepayers.
Wright says the big radar and other facilities at Clear will need an average of about 4 megawatts of power, with occasional peak loads of up to around 7 megawatts.
We just lost a refinery, which is about a 7 to 8 megawatt load, so this is fitting right into what we lost with the refinery.
Wright says GVEA ratepayers won't have to foot the bill to hook the station to the grid because next year the Air Force proposes to build a substation and 3-mile-long distribution line from GVEA's main transmission line that runs down the park's highway. He says because the Air Force is paying for those distribution facilities, GVEA is charging an effective rate of only about 15 cents per kilowatt hour. He says that's the same rate it charges for its other larger industrial customers.
There would be just a standard GS3 member that pays bills just like Pogo Mine would, or Fort Knox, Fort Greeley, ground-based missile defense. Others take power at this level.
The station commander at Clear couldn't comment about the plans because her higher headquarters, the Air Force Space Command, wouldn't authorize an interview. Wright says the Air Force must build a few other facilities before the station can connect to the grid, most importantly a steam heat plant, which would burn fuel oil. That's needed because the station is now being heated by steam generated by the power plant.
But once they put their new steam boiler in, they'll commission that, then they'll go on us for a while, then shortly thereafter they'll shut the plant down. I don't know what their plans are for decommissioning. That could be some point in the future. It could just sit there idle for quite a few years.
That's what members of the local chapter of the Federal Employees Union would like to see happen. Dawn Pierce is the legislative and political coordinator for American Federation of Government Employees Local 1836. Pierce says the local has long supported the idea of hooking the station up to GVEA, even though they have concerns about other parts of the plan, especially some of its cost estimates and assumptions. But Pierce says he and others oppose the Air Force's plan to decommission the power plant. Pierce, who works at Clear's power plant, says Local 1836 will continue to press its case with, among others, the state's congressional delegation to keep the power plant operational. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.